We're all trying our best to handle it all, right? Whatever it is for you, whether it's, you know, motherhood, family, work life, balancing home and kids and social activities and all the things. It can feel sort of impossible to handle it all, right? Friend, I've got good news for you today. You and I were never created to handle it all on our own. We were created to be in community with the Lord, walking with Him, working with Him, inviting Him into our lives, abiding Him in, and letting Him into every part of our lives as we cast our cares on Him. And one of the best ways to truly cast our cares is through prayer. So often I hear of women who are afraid to pray or simply don't know how to pray. So today we're talking all things prayer in hopes that you leave with a clear understanding of what prayer is and how we can apply it to our lives. We'll talk through things like the basics of prayer, the different kinds of prayer, when and how to pray, and I also want to share with you something that has been super helpful for me in my prayer life. So make sure you stay all the way to the end, and I hope you enjoy this episode of the Joy-Filled Podcast. Hey mama, I'm Jenna, and you're listening to the Joy-Filled Podcast. I'm here to help stay-at-home moms thrive by equipping you with tools to help you acknowledge and embrace your season and encourage you to bring joy back into your motherhood. You'll walk away with everything you need to truly experience the fullness of joy in this beautiful season of raising babies at home. So reheat or refill wherever you're at in your day, your coffee, and let's live joy-filled together. So let's talk about this topic of feeling like we need to handle it all, or feeling like we need to do it all, because we can't talk about the importance of prayer until we understand why it's so important and why we need it and why it's essential as Christian women to have an active prayer life. We all have the same problem. We're trying and failing to handle everything on our plates on our own. And I know, because this is the same question that I get all the time, which is, how do you do it all? Which I kind of have strong feelings towards that question, because nobody does it all, right? We all have help. We all have things that we use to help us. But we're all looking for the answer to the same question. And I've asked this question too about other people that I see, is how do they do it? How do you handle it all? And the thing that we must remember, especially as Christian women, is that we cannot do this in our own strength. The only way that we can quote unquote handle it all, that we can be what we need to be for our children, that we can be patient mothers and diligent homemakers and, you know, loving and caring wives and all the other things that we're being asked to be, the only way that we can do this is with Christ, is partnering with Him. We cannot do it in our own strength. Left to my own devices, I am not joyful and peaceful and patient. I am quick to anger left to my own devices. In my own strength, I am quick to anger and slow to have patience. I am the opposite of what we are called to be. We will never be fill in the blank enough without God. You will never be patient enough without God. You will never be joyful enough without God. You will never be able to handle it all without God. But what prayer does is it invites God into our ordinary. Prayer gives us constant access to the Lord. It invites the Holy Spirit to come and dwell with us. And prayer shifts our perspective. That's why we need prayer. That's why we need to be in a state of constant prayer and living a life that is made up of a bunch of tiny prayers, a million tiny prayers throughout our day. That is what our lives should look like. And if that feels overwhelming, or if that feels like, how does that even exist? I hope that by the end of this episode, you will have some of those questions answered, because I think that often as Christians, prayer seems like this really big beast to tackle a little bit, and it can feel really daunting, and it can feel really intimidating. And I want to honor that, because prayer is hard. It's hard to be in consistent prayer. It's hard to make prayer a habit of your life, to make a prayerful life something that's a habit. It is hard. And I think that the reason that it's hard is because the enemy of our souls does not want us to be in constant community with our Savior. Because when we are in constant community with our Savior, when we are abiding in Him, then the lies of the enemy feel very small, because we're abiding in the truth. We're abiding in the light. So the darkness doesn't feel so dark. When we are constantly and consistently abiding in light, the darkness doesn't feel so dark. So of course, prayer, it feels hard. Of course, prayer feels intimidating. Of course, we feel embarrassed to pray out loud. That's exactly what the enemy wants. Prayer is our weapon against the enemy. Prayer is a spiritual weapon. So of course it's going to feel hard. Because that feeling hard, don't let it stop you. Understand that it's a direct attack against your relationship with your Savior. And don't let it stop you. Let it propel you into a more prayerful life. So today, as we talk about prayer, we're going to talk about a few things. I'm going to answer the question, what is prayer? I'm going to answer what the different kinds of prayer are. And I'm going to help you learn how to pray. So we're really just breaking it all down today. And I know that this is not my normal type of episode, but it is very applicable for us as mothers because, like I mentioned, the question that we're all asking is, how do we handle it all? And the question that I'm receiving is, you know, how do you just stay so patient with your kids? Or how do you have so much joy? How do you create such a joyful home? And the answer is, well, it's not always joyful and I'm not always patient. But the reason why I can have the perspective that I have on motherhood, the reason why I can most days approach it with a joyful heart and with a cheerful heart, is because of prayer. Because prayer changes our perspective. So that's why I felt prompted in my heart to break this down for you, because this right here, understanding these concepts, understanding prayer and what it is, and kind of demystifying it and just committing to a consistent prayer life and to being in constant prayer, living a life that is a prayerful life, this will change your life. Money back guarantee. Test, you know, put it to the test. It will change your life. This will change how you mother. It will change how you approach your home. It will change how you view your husband. Understanding prayer changes everything, which is why I feel it's so important for us to talk about it today. So let's get into it. The first question that we're going to answer is, what is prayer? And I want to give you three things. Yes, three things that prayer is, along with three scriptures. So number one, prayer is God's will for us. 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 through 18 say, "Rejoice always, pray constantly, give thanks in everything, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." Pray constantly. And I think that when we think of prayer, we think of like getting on our knees and having this long drawn out prayer. And while yes, that is prayer, and yes, long drawn out prayers, really focused prayer is essential and important. when we talk about praying constantly, it means just having an attitude of prayer and having an attitude of and a focus of bringing things to God first. So instead of going, you know, to your phone to text your friend, or instead of just giving in to the frustration and the anger, building that habit of first going to God, praying constantly. And it's breath prayers. It's not like this long drawn out thing. It's just, Lord, help me. Lord, please be with me right now. I am feeling like I am going to snap and I need your patience to fill me. Or, Lord, help my tone. Help me to keep my tone kind with my kids right now. You know, praying constantly and giving thanks in everything, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. The reason why Jesus ascended back to heaven was so that the Holy Spirit could come and dwell with us and could be with us. It's God's will for us to be in community with him. And he knew that it wasn't enough for Jesus to stay on the earth, because only so many people could be around him and be in community with him at one time. And so while his disciples didn't understand why he was going back to heaven, God was going, trust me, this is better. This is for your good. This is for the best. Because when Jesus went back to heaven, the Holy Spirit descended, and now we are able to be abiding in him constantly. So prayer is God's will for us. The second thing that prayer is prayer is a weapon against the enemy. In Ephesians 6, it says, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this darkness, against evil spiritual forces in the heavens. In every situation, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray at all times in the Spirit with every prayer and request, and stay alert with all perseverance and intercession for all the saints." So this says our struggle is not against, you know, the people and flesh and blood, but our struggle is a spiritual struggle. It's against the spiritual forces. And so, and then it directly after, it says, so in every situation, take up the shield of faith, take the word of God, pray at all times. Like, these are our battle charges. Take up the shield of faith, take your salvation and the word of God, and pray at all times. This is our battle plan laid out for us, is to pray. Prayer is a weapon against the enemy. The third thing that prayer is prayer is a daily discipline. I want you to remember that prayer is not something that comes naturally to anyone. It is a daily discipline. In Philippians 4, it says, "Don't worry about anything, but in everything, through prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." It takes discipline to not worry about anything, right? Worry is something that, especially as moms, we turn to right away. And so it takes discipline, and it takes forming a habit to, instead of worrying in everything through prayer, bringing it to God in prayer. It takes discipline. That is a practice. Another word for discipline is practice. It takes daily practice to do this in prayer, to be in prayer. But what all of these scriptures have in common is, you know, we can see in 1 Thessalonians, the first scripture that I read, it says pray constantly. In Ephesians 6, the second one, it says pray at all times. In Philippians 4, it says in everything through prayer. Like, this is how we are meant to approach prayer as Christians. It's not a legalistic thing, but it's how we live our life in an attitude and in a posture of prayer. So now that we know what prayer is, we can move on to talking about how to pray, because if you've ever felt like, I don't know how to pray, and I feel silly for not knowing how to pray, or I feel like I'm not a good Christian because I don't know how to pray, or you feel shame because you feel like you don't know how to pray, and you feel like Christians should just know how to pray, I want you to know that, first of all, there is no shame. There is no shame in the kingdom of God, that there is no shame. And second of all, it's okay that you don't know how to pray, because it is something that we need to be taught. Jesus teaches his disciples in Matthew, and we're going to read it in a second, but he teaches, here's what to do. When you pray, do this. And it's laid out for us multiple times in the Bible. And so to think that it's just a natural thing, and or it's just something that you should innately know how to do, like, yes, but also it's okay if you feel like you don't know how to pray, because it is something that needs to be taught. And so that's why we're here. So let's go through how to pray. There's one chunk of scripture that I want to kind of read to you. I want to read it to you, and then I want to break it apart piece by piece for you. So Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 through 8, it says, "Whenever you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, because they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by people. Truly, I tell you, they have their reward. But when you pray, go into your private room, shut your door, and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. When you pray, don't babble like the Gentiles, since they imagine they'll be heard for their many words. Don't be like them, because your Father knows the things that you need before you ask him." So when we pray, the first thing that we need to do is we need to pray in private. It says, "But when you pray, go into your private room, shut the door, and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you." So this doesn't always mean like you need to leave the people around you and go into a private room, but this just means have humility when you pray. Like, it doesn't need to be a performance, and it doesn't need to be this big show. You know, like Jesus is saying, don't be like the hypocrites. They love to pray standing out on the street corners, but then, you know, what does that really do for anyone? Like, they just want to be seen. So it's more about your heart and your heart posture. Like, have a private heart posture when you pray. It should be something that is between you and God when you pray. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. The second thing is pray concisely. the power of our prayer is not in the length of our prayer. The power of our prayer is in what we pray and how we pray it, and praying it confidently. So when you pray, don't babble like the Gentiles, since they imagine they'll be heard for their many words. You don't have to pray a bunch of words for it to be a meaningful prayer. Lord, help is a prayer. It's calling on him. And so pray concisely. Don't worry about praying. Like, don't worry about, oh, I need to pray for 20 minutes, or I need to pray. I don't know if I've ever sat and prayed for like 20 minutes ever. Like, it's always just little prayers, short and sweet, because I know that God doesn't care about how much we say. It's about what we're bringing to him, and it's about the act of bringing our cares to him. Because the third thing, pray confidently. Because Jesus goes on to say, don't be like them, because your Father knows the things that you need before you ask him. So we don't have to babble on, and we don't have to like plead and beg and all of these things. We can pray confidently because our Father knows the things we need. So just bring it to him. That's all he's waiting for, is for us to bring it to him, because he's given us free will. And so while he knows what we need, He can't move until we invite him to move. And that is why prayer is so important, to invite him into our lives, into the life that he has given us, inviting him in to have his way and have his will, and to move in our lives how he wants to move. So pray in private, pray concisely, and pray confidently. That's the command that Jesus gave. So now that we've talked about what prayer is, why prayer is important, and how to pray, I want to end with sharing with you some things that have really helped me kind of understand how to pray and understand how to structure my prayer and understand how to approach prayer time. Because in my daily rhythm, I have a focused prayer time where I actually write out my prayers. It really helps me focus. And it helps me finish a complete thought because as a mom of 3 kids, there's a lot going on. And when I'm just praying like in my head or even praying out loud, but just from memory, I find that I often get distracted. And we just kind of live in a world of distractions now. And with phones and, you know, computers dinging and so many things happening at once, it's easy to get distracted. And so for me, I have a focused prayer time that's usually after I finish reading my Bible and I write out my prayers, I journal out my prayers. And it really just helps me stay focused and helps me complete my thoughts. And then after I'm finished writing, then I will pray out loud and actually pray it out loud. So the different kinds of prayers, there's 4 different kinds of prayers. There's adoration and worship, which is just adoring God for his character and for who he is, not related to anything that he's done for us, but just adoring him and bringing him glory and adoration for who he is. And then there's praise and thanksgiving, which is praising him and thanking him for what he's done in our lives. And then there's supplication, which is like petition, intercession. This is asking. Supplication means to ask, to ask earnestly. So supplication are those needs, specific needs, and also intercession, which is praying on behalf of other people. And then the last one is confession, which prayers of confession. This is, or you could also call it like prayers of alignment, which is, you know, bringing your sins, bringing where you've fallen short, and asking God to refine you, to point out things that are not of him or not like him, and to forgive you and to, you know, bring you closer to him. An easy way to remember these different kinds of prayer is the acronym ACTS, A-C-T-S. It's Adoration, Confession, Thanksgiving, Supplication. And when I learned this, because I always kind of knew, like, okay, there's different kinds of prayer. But when I learned this, it really helped me structure my focused prayer time. And even when I am, like, doing a quick prayer at the kitchen sink, I still try to structure in this way because I think it's important to kind of sandwich prayer, our prayers. This is what I do anyways. I start with an adoration and then I go into the confession and the supplication. And then I always end with thanksgiving. Lord, thank you for what you've done. Thank you in advance for what you're doing. Thank you for moving. Thank you for your hand on this situation. And so, the acronym again is ACTS, Adoration, Confession, Thanksgiving, and Supplication. And that's an easy way to remember and an easy way to remember how to structure your prayer because like we've talked about, prayer is not something, especially in the beginning, especially when you're just starting out with kind of building a prayer life, it's not something that's going to come natural. So I get that out of your head. It's not going to come natural. It's going to feel foreign to you. And so having a structure, having kind of a guide that you can follow is really helpful in building this muscle because it is, it's a spiritual muscle. It's a discipline. It's a habit that we have to build. And habits take effort. And discipline takes effort. And so if you're wanting to grow in your prayer life, if you're wanting to have a powerful prayer life, it's going to take effort on your part. And don't be afraid to be a beginner. Don't shy away from being a beginner and taking this guide and using it to help you grow in your prayer life. Following a guide in prayer does not make you a weak Christian. it makes you, I would say, a pretty smart one, because you know what you're doing and you can do it thoroughly and do it well. So one thing that has helped me in writing out my prayers is this prompt. I use the ACTS acronym, Adoration, Confession, Thanksgiving, and Supplication. But I use these specific prompts. And if you're taking notes on this, which I think you should, and if you haven't been, maybe go back to the beginning and take notes, because this is like all the things I've learned on prayer over my whole life of being a Christian. And prayer is something that I really love, and I've studied a lot and I've learned a lot. And so I'm so grateful to be able to share all of this with you. And this last thing is something that it's been a prompt for me when I write out my prayers that is really, really helpful. And it's this prompt of, Lord, you are. Lord, forgive me. Lord, I ask. Lord, thank you. And that's how I write out. That's what my prayer journal looks like every day, every page. It starts with, Lord, you are. And I go into my adoration. Lord, you are kind. You are gracious. You are merciful. You are sovereign over my life. You are so good. Lord, you are. And then when I'm done writing out adoration, and it's different every day based off of, you know, what's going on in my life or what I'm feeling or noticing. It's different every day. But when I'm finished with my Lord, you are, finished with my adoration, I go into, Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me for not being slow to anger yesterday with my kids. Lord, forgive me for the ways that I've fallen short. And you write out your confession, the things that you're not proud of, the things that you don't want to bring to him, the things that you're feeling shame over. Write it all out. Speak it to him, because there's nothing that we do or that we need or that we think that is a surprise to him. So this Lord forgive me prompt is a moment for you to get real with God and with yourself and to align your heart with him, because when your heart is aligned with him, then he can move in a way and you can abide in him in a way that you weren't able to before your heart was aligned with him. So this prompt of Lord forgive me allows us to recenter and realign our hearts with his heart and to allow him to come in and wash us and purify our hearts and realign with him. So it starts with Lord you are, and then Lord forgive me. The next is Lord I ask, and this is where we go into our supplication. So our petition and our intercession. So these are prayers for me and my family, and also prayers that I'm interceding on behalf of other people. I try to keep a kind of a running list of prayer requests or times that I've said, I'm praying for you. I try my best to write it down so that I remember it, so that I can write it down during my prayer time. And I don't pray for every single prayer request, like every single prayer request on my list every single day. I try to have days where it's like Monday, this specific topic, Tuesday, this specific topic. And keeping a schedule like that, I've been wanting, this is something I've been wanting to do that I haven't done yet, but I'm going to do it. So feel free to do this with me. I actually want to get some index cards and kind of make some prayer cards for each day of those specific prayer requests so that I can have them and remember them and have them tucked in my Bible. But this Lord I ask section is your time to bring your needs to him, because while we pray to adore him and we pray to praise him and we pray, you know, to align our hearts with him, he also tells us to bring our needs to him and to ask and keep on asking. And so this prayer of petition and of intercession is important as well. So Lord, I ask, and then you write in or you fill in all of your needs or the needs of the people around you. And you do it confidently and you do it with boldness. Don't be afraid to ask your Father for the things that you need. because he's a good father and he wants to move in your life and in the life of the people around you. And then you end, the last prompt is, Lord, thank you. And you just fill this in with all the thanksgiving, big things, little things. Just thank him for what he's done in your life, in your family's life, in your friends' life. Thank him for what he's done and the way that he has moved and the way that he has just shown up in your life. So those prompts again are, Lord, you are, Lord, forgive me, Lord, I ask, and Lord, thank you. And this is the writing prompt that I use every single day to write out my prayers. And this is kind of covers all the things. And it also sandwiches with turning our eyes to him. So it starts out with adoration and it finishes with thanksgiving, which I believe is a great way to approach prayer by beginning and ending with our eyes turned back to him and not on our own needs or our own shortcomings. But, you know, that way, because God's not a genie in a bottle. This is a relationship, right? And so we want to begin and end with just praise and thanks and adoration for him, because if he never did another thing for us, it would still be enough. His love would be enough. Jesus would be enough, right? And so sandwiching our prayers with that adoration and that thanksgiving is just a really powerful way to help our perspective continue to be on him. Because when our prayers are just petition or just confession, it makes us turn inward and it makes us focus on ourselves, right? But when we can remember to start and end our prayer with glory to him, then we start and end with our eyes fixed on him, which, in my opinion, is a much better place to be, a much better perspective to have than focusing inward and focusing on us, right? So I hope that this episode on prayer helped you today. I hope that it's encouraged you and given you some really practical places to start. Because, you know, like I've said, prayer is something that is really important as Christian women and especially as mothers. Like, you have so much spiritual authority in your home. You have so much control over the atmosphere in your home. And we've talked about that a lot in previous episodes. But you as the mother, you have a special authority and sensitivity to the Spirit and the way that he's working and moving in your home. And you have a responsibility as well to, and your husband as well, you know, mother and father both have that responsibility. But I'm speaking to you as the mother today. Don't wait to begin powerfully and confidently and boldly praying over your home, over your children, over your family, because prayerful women are what will change the next generation. Prayerful mothers are what will mold the hearts of our kids' generation. And that is what our world needs, is hearts, is children that are arrows, right, going out into the world, children that are running full speed with the Lord on their side, right? And the way that we do that is not in our own strength, is not by our own, you know, working tooth and nail to try to make it happen. It's surrendering and choosing to take up the most powerful weapon against the enemy that we have, which is prayer. So I hope that this blessed you today. I hope that this encouraged you. And I'm just always, always so grateful to be able to talk with you and encourage you and teach you and just be in this with you. And I want you to always remember that I am in it with you. And not only am I in it with you, your Father is in it with you as well. You are never alone. You are never alone in your motherhood. You are never alone in your home. You have a Savior and a friend and a helper who is in it with you. And before we go, I want to pray over you real quick. Lord, I thank you for my sister. I thank you for the way that you're moving in her heart and for the way that you are stirring things up in her. Lord, I thank you for bringing her here to this episode, however she stumbled upon it today. I thank you that she's here and that she's listening to this. God, I pray that a spirit of confidence and boldness would rise up in her. God, that she would take her place as a spiritual authority over her home and her children and her family. Lord, that you would begin a new work in her. God, if she has felt timid about prayer, if she has felt like it's not worth it, if she has felt like she doesn't know how or that she can't, if she has compared her kind of prayer to another's prayer, God, I put a stop to that in Jesus' name. I pray that that would be gone. And Lord, I pray that you would begin a new work in her. Lord, give her boldness. Help her to pray with clarity, to pray with confidence, to pray with a new just sureness that you hear her and that she is exactly where she needs to be. God, I pray that prayer would begin to be the weapon that she uses. Lord, she would lay down the idea that she needs to handle it all, that she would surrender that to you and she would pick up prayer. God, that she would invite you in. Lord, I pray that she would invite you in, that she would begin to abide in you in ways that she never has before, and she would see the blessing of a life that is surrendered to you and a life that is prayerfully connected to you. Lord, I thank you. I pray blessing over her and her home and her children and her motherhood. In Jesus' name, amen. If you found value in today's episode, the best way to thank me is by going to Apple Podcasts and leaving a written review. This helps me stay encouraged, but it also pushes this podcast out to more mamas that desperately need to hear about the joy and purpose that is readily available to them. So thank you in advance for being a part of this community and helping me get this message out to as many people as possible. You mean so much to me, and I can't wait to chat with you next week.